At the joint meeting of the peanut shellers and peanut buying points recently, peanut specialists reported that the peanut crop in the southeast needs a widespread good soaking rain right now. They're about 80 to 90 days old, and harvest will start sometime in early September. There are some foliage feeder problems and also yield predictions right now. All depends on the rain, according to Chris Balcom of Alabama. David Wright of Florida said that they're still battling the pigweed and good moisture most of the season, and the crop is looking good. In South Carolina and other areas, they said they had a heavy infestation of thrips, but the crop is looking good. No rain in some areas for over a month until last week. During the program, several awards were presented from the American Peanut Shellers and Buying Points. The Hall of Fame from the Shellers went to Jerry Chandler of McCleskey Mills and J.W. Willis of Damascus Peanut Company. A painting of them will hang in the offices in Albany, Georgia. The Distinguished Service Award from the National Peanut Buying Point Association went to Philip Sutton of Federal State Inspection Service. Peanut Pioneer Award went to Birdsong Peanuts. Tom Birdsong accepting, as they are 100 years old this year in the peanut business. Peanut Buying Point of the Year was Dixon Farm Supply in Alapaha, Georgia. And the Peanut Impact Award went to T.E. Moy, President and CFO of the Georgia Federal State Inspection Service. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.